Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Moms, are you raising your kids to believe they can create the life of their dreams? Are you living your life that way as well? Living an awakened life means more than just talking about it. Join host Debbie Pokornik on Vibrant, Powerful Moms as she shares practical tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests, all geared at helping you create and live an extraordinary life. It's time to stand firmly in your power and model the life you want for your kids to inherit. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you create a life you love, no matter what situation you find yourself in at any moment in time. Today, with much love and appreciation for what this show has brought into my life, I'm recording my final episode. My decision to do this was made back in January when my husband told me that he was not going to continue working for the company that had caused us to uproot from Canada and begin this adventure of living in the United States. When he told me this, we had no idea that COVID-19 was getting set to shut down the world and change our lives in so many ways. I did understand it might mean we'd be moving, though, and that it would be much easier to embrace that part of the adventure if I didn't have to find creative energy to set up a show or an interview or that kind of thing. More than that, though, this felt like a good time to shift gears in my life. As I shift out of motherhood and into the mage or crone stage of my journey, I sensed that my 152 episodes of VPM was perfect and that it was time to say goodbye. Knowing that the show would stick around as long as there is an internet and that people could be listening to my words and messages for years to come certainly made it easier to make this decision. And so it is that you are listening to the final episode of this piece of my journey. Now, as you are likely aware, VPM is all about sharing tips, tools, stories, and interviews aimed at helping you really tap in to who you've come here to be in this lifetime, and by so doing, become the absolute best version of yourself you can possibly be. This helps you awaken to your true power as an individual, reconnect to your expansive self, build relationships that bring out the best in all involved, and create an extraordinary life, which all helps to foster peace on the planet. Now, I did not realize that a lot of what I was sharing on this show would be so relevant to helping a person deal with a situation like the pandemic that we're currently facing. Living a vibrant and powerful life really is all about recognizing that you truly can handle whatever life throws your way. To do this, however, you must first reopen any lines of communication that you have currently shut down. If your ego is still running the show, then it is quite likely when dealing with a challenge such as this that you'll be struck with feelings like fear, worry, anger, or blame. These feelings will only intensify your experience of the challenge, making you feel less capable, attracting other problems towards you. Because remember, the energy that you put out is the energy you attract back, and taking at least some, if not all, of your power away. So let me remind you how to take your power back and start realigning with that version of yourself that will really help you to navigate these times. Now, if you're listening to this show far into the future and thinking, well, I don't need to listen to this because COVID-19 is now a thing of the past, know that this information is not just about this pandemic. This is about dealing with any challenging situation that throws you off balance and stops you from being the person that you're really meant to be in this lifetime. Plus, turns out time is not as linear as we've been taught to believe that it is. So You might need this information to sink back into coronavirus time and undo any kinks in your life flow that you could have created back then. So the quick notes for taking back your power is to take a stand. And STAND is, of course, an acronym. S is about self-awareness, and it is always the first step to taking back your power. Really noticing what you're doing, why you're doing it, and how it is making you feel. That allows you to identify what is really going on and make the necessary changes to reclaim it. So ask yourself questions like, am I letting someone else control what I think, feel, or do? Am I believing I'm incapable of looking after myself and my family? Or am I falling into the role of victim here? Am I believing what others are saying, even though it's not really aligned with what I think? These kinds of questions will help you tune in to what's really going on and see where power might be leaking away. The T is about taking full responsibility for you and anything you do. To be truly empowered, it is critical you look at things from a point of control. In truth, there is little that we actually control in life. In fact, it's this false belief that we can control things, like our kids, for example, that sets us up for so much failure and disappointment. So the second step to reclaiming your sovereignty is to take full responsibility for every decision you make or don't make, and any consequences that arise as a result. The A of STAND is about assertiveness, assertively setting things right. That means standing up for yourself in ways that don't attack anyone else, even when you think they are treating you badly. This involves setting and enforcing your own boundaries, practicing both body language and words that support your message, and truly believing in your own right to be you. The N is about noticing sabotage. Pay attention to the things that you habitually do that weaken you. Often these are patterns that can take you from your new stand and plunge you right back into a powerless stance. So notice your inner critic. Notice your triggers. Notice your limiting beliefs. Notice anything that is blocking you from truly being your best self, and take steps to stop the pattern. The D is about divine guidance. Recognize the difference between your ego and your higher self, and make sure your higher self is running the show. Tune into your personal dance between the divine feminine and divine masculine, and strive to find the best ratio for you. Awaken your intuition and tune into all the messages your divine guidance team is sending you on a regular basis. Now, this is a very quick version of how to take back your power when you're accidentally giving it away to anyone or anything. I have talked about this a lot on this show, and I've even written a book called Standing in Your Power. So you can easily find a lot more information on this topic if you feel like you might be struggling in this area, giving your power away, and perhaps slipping into the role of victim. So now that I've reminded you how to do that, let me share some of the incredible things that I've been learning about personal evolution and how you can apply this knowledge to your life in order to rise out of the rather dense and heavy environment surrounding us all and continue to create an extraordinary life. First, let's talk about the Akashic Records. If you listen to my show with my good friend and oracle, Elizabeth Losey, on April 6th of this year, then you already know a bit about the records and the record keepers. But in case you haven't heard it yet, or maybe you've forgotten, here's just a really quick blurb about what it is. The Akashic Records is a field of pure love and contains everything from a person's life. Elizabeth says it's like an ethereal library, so the first shelf will have this life with the ones behind having every past life. Every event in history, every pet, every idea has an Akashic record. Now, there are other people out there besides Elizabeth that can access these records, but she's my favorite in part because over the last year, she's become a very good friend. And also because I've now journeyed with her into the records so many times, I know how deep and amazing her readings can get, but there are others. And in fact, Maureen St. Germain, I've also had on my show a couple times, and the April before, so in 2019, she launched her new book, Opening the Akashic Records, where she explained that this library has now opened up for all of us to use. And she gives steps in her books for how you can do that. So after reading her book, I went in the records a few times, I asked questions for myself, and once I even did a reading for a friend, which was really cool, I have to say. But really having someone like Elizabeth, who is an actual oracle, go in and read for you is a whole different ballgame, as what comes through is so much more expansive than what I can possibly get on my own. So some of the really amazing things that Elizabeth has channeled from the record keepers that I feel are super relevant for all of us to know. First, in regards to coronavirus, the record keepers say this virus is a divine emissary sent by Mama Gaia, which is the earth, if you're not familiar with her being called by that name, to stop us from destroying her and ourselves with her. They shared a lot about why this is a positive thing, how this is the start of some major deconstruction that will be happening over the next couple of years and will help us to create a world that is much more balanced and healthy than our current patriarchal model. This action of sending a virus is not meant to punish us for bad behavior. The universe does not operate that way, but to help us regain balance and help us all tune in to what we've actually come here to do. Which brings me to another important point. And that is that society right now as a whole is totally missing the point of this pandemic. We are focusing so much attention on beating this invisible foe called COVID-19. A ton of money and effort is going into finding a vaccination in an effort to eradicate it. In truth, a vaccination, even if it is discovered, will either be too late because we'll have evolved enough that we will no longer need it, or, and unfortunately, it seems that this scenario might be much more likely, we will not have made the necessary changes to how we're behaving, and so the virus will simply mutate and hit us again. So, the second thing I want to share that the record keepers have taught me is that right now is a beautiful and important time for us all to go inwards, tune in to your personal mission in this lifetime. We all have a soul's mission, the reason that we have incarnated at this time. And in case you haven't listened to the shows when I mentioned this before, if you're here right now, and you must be if you're listening to this, then you are here for an important reason. What's going on right now is really big, and only the most advanced and most powerful souls were chosen to come here right now, so that we could together make something really big happen in our evolutionary process. Now, I know this sounds like a movie or a fantasy novel, but if you take that idea and turn it over in your heart a few times, I think you'll notice a little tingle deep down inside. So let me say it for you again. You are here for a reason, and it is important you tune in to what that reason is. Feel into that. If you feel any sort of little tingle or excitement in your gut, that's a note of resonance. Resonance sort of reverberates through you, making you want to hear more, even if consciously you'd rather deny that it's true. So getting back to the record keeper's message, this coronavirus time is slowing us down for a reason. It's pushing us to spend way more time than usual pondering life, noticing all the things that we haven't paid attention to while we were busy running from point A to point B in an effort to create and live what for a lot of people is a pretty mediocre life. If you're doubting that this is true, think about any person you know that has survived a life-changing illness. Are they the same person after? Chances are they're not, because during that time of slowing down, when they had to deal with whatever illness they were going through, they went inwards and started reconnecting with who they really are. If they didn't, you can bet that they'll have a resurgence, not as a punishment, but because they need to get back in touch with this part of themselves in order to complete their mission. So they actually put this in their contract. If I'm on track, help me get back on track. So going inwards right now is super important for all of us. Now, on top of this, for the past several months, we have had some pretty incredible things happening to the planets around us. And right now, there's a whole pile that have gone into what's called retrograde. Now, I'm not going to get into this because it can be pretty mind-boggling, especially if you're new to it. But suffice it to say that when any planet goes retrograde, it is a good time to do all the things that start with re, like remember, rewind, redo, replay, reimagine, rework, repair, relationship. I know that one sounds a little weird, but it is a reword, and it is important that we make a note of it. I've talked about relationships quite a bit on this show because they are such an important part of life. In fact, Richard Rudd, who channeled the Gene Keys, which I have to say are teaching me so much about myself right now. If you're at all interested in what I say here, go and check out the Gene Keys. Anyway, he says that every relationship in your life brings you the opportunity to find a deeper relationship to your own true purpose. He takes that one step further when he says that everything you attract towards you, all relationships, experiences, and their timings serve a single purpose: to offer you the possibility of expanding your capacity to love. So relationships are a critical part of our Earth experience. With that in mind, they're definitely a good thing for you to contemplate as you make this journey inwards. When you stand in your power in every relationship, you take full responsibility for your role in every interaction. And you practice using strong, positive communication skills to ensure that your message is coming across in a loving and respectful way. This is a really important time to reframe past relationship challenges and work through them. This doesn't mean getting back together with someone that you've severed ties with. It's more about clearing the air and perhaps even mending the bridge between you. If that relationship is still feeling like a wound of some sort or just feels somehow unfinished, even maybe the fact that you're thinking of it right now makes it unfinished, this is especially important. And if you share a child with that person, it's even more important. But really, any significant relationship in your life falls into this category. The third thing I must share from you, from the record keepers, is that this is a time in history when a lot of people will be leaving the planet. In part, this is because we have overpopulated the Earth. So in order to rebalance, Mama Gaia needs what might feel like a very large number of people to exit. This will spread out over the next while, with coronavirus only being the start of it. But apparently, it is something that we should all be prepared for. Now, incidentally, I have heard this verified by plenty of other channelers, so it's not just the record keeper saying it. What this means for us is that it is imperative we work on redefining our relationship with death. This is not an easy topic for most people to discuss because we really have been taught to think that death is wrong, it's bad, or even the ultimate punishment. This is not true. Death is not any of those things. It is another transition, just like puberty, motherhood, or menopause. Death is the one and only absolute definite in life. We will all die. What I find comforting when contemplating this is that according to the record keepers, every single person has agreed to their death before it happens. They might not be consciously aware of the plan they have agreed to, but they have in fact agreed. And once they have passed over, they will remember that this was what they had decided before coming here. Now, I know what I'm saying right now might not be easy to hear, especially if you think that once you die, that's it, game over. There is a lot of fear in our society around death, and when you start redefining your relationship with it, and perhaps even having open conversations about it, everything changes. My friend Susan Hoskins and I have started a video series during COVID called Moments of Good. And one of our videos was on this exact topic, redefining your relationship to death. That episode prompted Susan to create a show on her A Voice from the Heart podcast, further dedicated to this conversation. And now she started channeling a new book about it. For me, right after recording this video with Susan, I was listening to one of the final chapters of The Untethered Soul and was thrilled to hear him address this topic as well, and he did a fantastic job on it. And then, soon after, I interviewed Angie Monko, whose daughter died, and she shared stories on the VPM show about how they continue to communicate with each other and how she has even received an after-death hug from Maddie. That show was May 11th, if you want to check it out. It was very powerful. All of these things happened within a month of each other, which is rather serendipitous and confirms for me that defining our relationship with death is something we must do right now if we want to be able to rise above the density as things progress. So please know, I do not share this with you to scare you, but rather to help you shift out of fear and into a state of love. It is no accident that you are listening to this show and I am sharing this with you. So please do yourself a favor and at least start feeling into it. Now let's move on to the topic of today's kids for just the few minutes that we have left. Early in April, when Elizabeth Losey was on my show, channeling from the Akashic Records, a lot of the topic revolved around kids of today. I strongly suggest you listen to that if you haven't already. But for now, let me give you a few of my notes inspired from the show. This is a really important time for us to model calm surrender to our children. Children look to us for confirmation that things are okay, and it's from that place that they can relax into themselves and allow their best self to shine. Now, this sounds relatively easy, except if you're not feeling calm and surrendered to what is happening, it won't be. These kids are highly attuned to truth. So, if you try to fake it, your efforts will fall short and you'll find yourself in an even worse situation. So the trick is to do some of the things I've been talking about in this show. Take back your power. Take action to shift out of fear and into love. In fact, on March 30th, my show was Fear to Fearlessness. So if you need help, check that out. Be honest with yourself and then allow that vulnerability to show to others. This doesn't mean breaking down and curling into a fetal position in front of your kids. It means shifting into acceptance of what is, admitting what you are feeling to yourself, and allowing those emotions to have their time and space and flow through you. I actually just replayed a show on that topic as well at the end of April, so you can go to it if you need help with moving those emotions. Then calmly and honestly talk to your kids about what's going on for you. Get real and vulnerable together. Another important message about kids came from a recent guest, Asia Andromeda. She works with starseed children and she says, "We have a lot of masters on the planet right now, and these children know how to work with advanced consciousness. It would be in our best interest to ask these kids big, open-ended questions and then be willing to sit down and learn from them." So here we are, 5 months into 2020, and our world as we know it has already shifted tremendously since I made my decision in January to end the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. Now, I'm not suggesting that my show is the cause of the shift, but I am linking it to my own personal evolution. It is time for us all to take full responsibility for our part in our evolution and start making big, positive changes. Become aware of what's dominating your energy. If it's love, curiosity, and incredulous wonder at Mother Nature, I mean, how can Gaia heal herself so quickly? That is amazing. Then keep it up and share that love and joy with others. If you're feeling stuck in the dense and heavy energy, though, feeling disconnected from others, worried you don't have enough, and concerned about how your children will suffer from things like not being at school, you're going to want to start taking action. Standing in your power means identifying what comes from love and recognizing that as the truth, then putting your energy into that truth only. My personal readings from the records have told me that I have come here in this lifetime to help people deal with and survive this exact situation. Part of my contract is to be here to guide those who are ready to rise above the density and start building a much more awakened existence. So if you feel called to do that, listen and re-listen to these shows. I am creating a listing of sorts to help you sort your way through all 152 episodes, but that's going to take me a bit to get together, and then it will go up on my blog. You can also read my books, watch my videos, or reach out in some way. You can bookmark DebbiePokornik.com, which is the same site as VibrantPowerfulMoms.com, but I can guarantee DebbiePokornik.com will stay around for good. And you can find all kinds of resources there. The ones that I've talked about today, I should say, I will also put on my blog for today's show. So you can check all the things out that I said on that blog. I have no definite idea what my future holds, but I know that I will be brightly shining a light for you and many others, no matter how things unfold. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik, bidding you a fond farewell, extending an open invitation for us to continue connecting in some other way, and wishing you a vibrant and powerful life.
You've been listening to Vibrant Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please share it with others to help spread the love. To find out more about Debbie, pick up free offers from the show, and listen to previous episodes, visit VibrantPowerfulMoms.com.